The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it. Cheese and Pickle.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Nicht so traurig, nicht so sehr.
Hello Brian, it's Roger here. Very sorry to hear that you're suffering a bit of a dip, crisis in confidence. I'll be honest with you, I'm going through something fairly similar myself at the moment. Usually describe myself as fairly positive and up for it, but at the moment, you know, you turn left, you turn right, and nothing seems to be going for you, you know. And now Jamie wants to go skiing with a school trip, and Claire has said, of course, that he can go. And then she contacted me and said I have to financially contribute to this, you know, some further proof that I'm a worthy father. It's like £1,000 or something to go skiing, and that's just the accommodation, the flight, and there's all this other stuff that goes on top of it, as you know. I just don't have the money. I don't know where I'm going to get the money from. Claire won't accept it. So yeah, but listen, mate, I'm not an athlete, you know that, and a Russian endurance competition, I don't know, I'll need some more details, I think. Okay, mate, thank you, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. That's great, look, that's great. So I've spoken to the people in Siberia. It's a Siberian city called, I can't pronounce this right, Krasnoyarsk. I emailed them and he got straight back to me, which is very exciting, and that they haven't had a British competitor. I don't think they have a European competitor, a British competitor in the competition. So they're very excited about that. I have said that you are a county champion, and that you're coming out of retirement to do this. I sort of generate some kind of buzz around it, but basically, it's a bit like arm wrestling, but it's slapping. So there's a big wooden block that would probably come up to about your chest, I think, chest height or a bit above that, and you take it in turns in slapping each other, and the first one, you know, it just goes on like that until someone sort of can't, the other person can't do it anymore. I've got a funny feeling you'll be quite good at this, mate. I know, you know, Claire used to slap you. Anyway, if I put a certain amount of money down, I think about if I put a grand down, we could really come away with quite a lot of money. So now it's just about working out how to get there, because Siberia, fuck knows. I don't know if you go to Canada first or... Fuck, I just don't know. But I'll get on to that. But really exciting, mate. So back on the horse for both of us. This is great, great news. All right, cheers, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Look, mate, I haven't actually agreed to do this yet. And I know you're in a hole, mate, but the idea of flying to Siberia and getting slapped in the face in a competition by some Russian farmers, I mean, it's not on my bucket list. But I mean, how? Yes, Claire used to slap me very hard, punch me sometimes as well. So, I mean, I'm not a novice, but I suspect this might be one or two steps up from that. And I'm certainly not a county champion. I don't know how they'll take it when they see I'm obviously not a county champion. I suppose by the time we're there and we're doing it, they, you know, won't really matter. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about going to Siberia. If we put £1,000 on, what will we win? Just a few more details, and we can sign off on this one. Okay, mate. Happy to help as always. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I think your mindset needs to change slightly on this whole adventure, because these are the facts. When are we going to get a chance to go to Siberia? It's such an exciting frontier that doesn't really exist anymore. So I think it should be on our bucket list. Secondly, if we put the money I intend to put down, if you get anywhere near close to the final, we're going to make a lot of money. And that will pay for Jamie's ski trip and stand us in good stead. So I think I think you just need to think about it differently. They're already sewing a Union Jack for us. We're the only entry from outside of Siberia, let alone Russia. I think there's one other from Lithuania. So that in itself is a really interesting life experience, which I don't think we should miss out on. I've got some ideas about how to build your resistance up to the slapping. I thought if we could meet up and we can just have a go and see where we're at. But let's not miss an opportunity. I think we have to think, you know, glass half full here, mate. So, you know, let's do it. All right. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I'm up for this, mate. Yes, I want to do this. Just had a call from Claire, and she's started seeing somebody else, which I didn't know about, and she said to me it's fine if I don't want to contribute to Jamie's skiing trip, because her new partner is willing to fund the whole thing, and I'm not having that. So so let's get on that plane and let's go and do this, and yes, let's do a few practice runs. So I can meet you. I can come round to the boys and do it there. But let's get this thing underway and booked in, please, because I'm going to pay for that skiing trip in full. Okay, mate. Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. So we're all set. I told Auntie Leslie that I had a brain tumour and that I had to go to Russia to have it cryogenically frozen in a chamber, and she didn't really believe me. But then, unbelievably, in Siberia there are cryo chambers which I think are sometimes used to shrink tumours. So she then phoned back and and was really sorry. It was fucking amazing, perfect. So that's all booked up. So we've got to go via somewhere else in Russia. I'm not entirely sure where, but we've got the flights. So I've emailed the blokes at the tournament, and they're expecting us. They're really excited. I think we're going to be part of the opening ceremony. I don't know. I possibly will have to give you a speech. I'm obviously there as your trainer and coach. But yeah, it's exciting, mate. So I think what we do need to do is get in a bit of time, bit of practice, but just a bit of a, you know, tactically, like how we're going to play it out. So we just need to talk about that. All right. Okay. Cheers, Rog. Let's do this.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. That's great news about the flight, mate. Well done. Just a quick question. I don't know if you know how good the phone signal is in Siberia, the international phone signal I'm talking about, because I've told Claire that I'm taking over the organisation of the ski trip for Jamie, and she said I couldn't, and I said I'm going to, so don't worry about that, I said. She said, well, the school will have to ring you and you'll have to grant permission. And I said, fine, that's absolutely fine. So they haven't phoned me yet. But I'm sure they will. So I'm just checking, making sure that they can contact me if need be, because I'm sure there'll be a few conversations about, you know, payments and what have you, authorization, etc. So if you could, if we know about phone signal, that would be great. Otherwise, I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm up for it, mate. And I we need to win this. Okay, speak later. Bye bye.
Hi, Rog. It's the phone company is called Megaphone, and it covers all of Siberia. So that won't be a problem. I know it's important. You've got to sign off for Gav's. For Jamie's ski trip. I did it for Gav a couple of times for different trips. No worries, I know that's, you know, why you're doing it. It will be during the tournament, but I don't think that's an issue. And if you know, worst case scenario, you could phone from the hotel. Okay, mate, cheers, bye.
Right, good morning. My name is Brian Goodwin. I'll be conducting this exercise. Also present is...
Roger Underhill.
The purpose of this exercise is to determine Roger's levels of tolerance to the slapping.
Sorry, Brian, why is it... What are you doing?
Well, I just think I should say... Start again.
What?
Do it again? No, all right. Fuck it.
It seems very formal.
No, I know, but I just... Can we start from the beginning? I forgot the day as well. So start again.
Okay.
Good morning, my name is Brian Goodwin. I'll be conducting this exercise. Also present is...
Roger Underhill.
The date is the 7th of May, it's 11:56. The purpose of this exercise is to determine Roger's levels of tolerance to the slapping.
I know why we're doing this.
And gauge... Well, I just think we should make it more formal, just so it's the clarity.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes, all right.
We'll repeat this exercise every few days and determine our progress. Roger will let me know the levels of discomfort using a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being a paper cut, 5 being a stubbed toe, and 10 being hit by a car at 30 miles an hour. Okay, you ready?
What are you going to do?
Slap.
Oh, let me just...
Yep.
Oh,
I'll do the first one, won't be that hard. Oh. All right.
Okay, this is just to determine. Don't go mad at this stage.
No, obviously. Don't worry, I'll just do it. I promise.
Right. Okay.
All right. Okay, ready?
Come on.
How was that? Was that all right?
Brian, that hurt.
What did you set on a scale of 1 to 10?
That's 10 already.
No!
Okay.
Do another one?
Hold on a moment. Okay, one more.
Ready?
You gonna do it harder than that?
A bit.
All right.
Okay.
Not much harder, please.
Ready?
Okay.
Well done! Oh, I'm ready! Right.
Oh!
Was that?
No, that's...
Well, I don't know. I don't know. That's not on the scale. It's off the scale.
Oh,
Christ, have you got jewellery on?
Oh! So I'll take my wedding ring. One more?
No. No.
We've got to do one more, mate. We've got to be three.
Oh, Brian, I don't think I can.
I'll do the other side.
Oh, God. Is it going to be like this?
It'll be a backhander.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
Mm.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, fuck! Brian! Christ almighty! God's sake, Brian!
Okay.
Bloody hell!
Well done.
Brian!
Well done.
Oh!
Breathe.
Oh! God! That's not my good side!
Okay.
Oh! Oh!
You're right.
I don't think I'm cut out for this. Oh, yeah. God! End!
Stop.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Look, mate, I appreciate you sending over the training tapes. They were informative, you know, just to let me know how much noise I'm making. But the reason I'm making that much noise is because I was in total agony, absolute agony, and I'm not sure that I can suppress those noises. In fact, I know that I can't, because I'm in agony, and you're nothing compared to what awaits me in Russia. So I'm afraid on this occasion, I'm going to have to pull out of this, because I can't take that pain and I can't face it. Obviously, the knock-on effects here are substantial. I'm going to have to tell Claire that I can't pay for Jamie's school trip, the skiing trip. I can't afford it now, and so I'm going to have to ring her and let her know that, and that's going to be humiliating. I know that you are in a bit of a hole with your Silk Route thing, and you need the money, so I know that there's a negative knock-on effect for you as well, and so I've decided that I'm a bit of a burden, in all honesty. I'm on top of the car park, and I think it's probably the end of the road for me now. Brian, you've been a good friend to me. But I think that's enough. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Look, don't do anything stupid, mate. Don't do anything stupid, mate. How can you think you're not needed or that you're a burden? You're just not. Your son loves you and needs you. And Roger, I'm nothing without you, Roger. You're all I've got. I was concerned with your inability to control the screaming. I'll admit it, but I found a way out of this. I found a way around it. It would involve a couple of injections along your jawline of your face, and it will completely numb it, enabling you to compete. Okay? So everything is going to be fine. So just don't worry. Get back to me, Rog. Okay, mate. Bye. Roger? Roger, where are you? What have you done? I'm outside Anne's. Where are you? Roger! Roger!
Written by and starring Anne Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.